Best to describe the opening theme of Parshas Sofrimos. Of course, what comes to mind is Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Not at all coincidental that, of course, this Parsha is the very Kriya Satorah on Yom Kippur itself. But yet, when you look at the Psukim in the beginning of the Parsha, it seems somewhat unusual. The Torah does not mention the theme of Yom Kippur. The Psukim go on and on and on. You come toward the end of the Aliyah of Shlishi, and all of a sudden then the Torah introduces that this is what should be done on Yom Kippur. No doubt it begs the question, well, of course, what exactly was the theme of the Parsha up until this point? Furthermore, regarding Aaron HaKohen, the Torah tells us that recognize Va'al Yavo B'chol Eis El HaKodesh Rashi Lot Shelo Yerog Yelov, that apparently the Torah says realize that this is not something that should be done frequently. It's not something that should be done too often. And again, the question is obvious, well, of course not. This is only the yearly Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And perhaps what's most difficult in Perek Tezayin Pasuk Chav Gimel, when the Torah describes that Aaron HaKohen goes and he removes the Kaf Umachta, here Rashi writes, you should realize that this Pasuk really doesn't belong. Ein ze mekom shel mikra zeh. The Pasuk seemingly is out of place. That's always something that's so stunning. That the Torah tells us this here, and it really doesn't belong here. Totsas kapamachta and the Seder HaVod is not at this particular point. Well, how can that possibly be? When you look, for example, in the end of the Chaf Mas Adam, there the Chayadim quotes a great Kiddush of the Gaon based on several Makoros and Medrash, that there was something unique about Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen was able to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim at will. HaKohen Gadol HaDoros never had that right. This was only an option on Yom Kippur, but not true regarding Aaron HaKohen. And that's exactly the theme of the Parsha. Bezos Yavo Aaron HaKodesh. Aaron HaKohen could do so at will. If you look in the Chidushin of Rav Menachem Zemben, Simon Yud Gimel, he raises the following question. He quotes this Gaon. He writes, you know, the Opish Mishnah and the Sefes Yuma is that when it comes to the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, 7 days of Prisha are necessary. Oh, he raises the following deal. When Aaron HaKohen would enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim at will, were 7 days of Prisha needed? Is the Mechayiv of Prisha the Kedusha Sayyam of Yom Kippur? Or maybe it's the Kedusha Smakom of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? All based on that Midrash that the Gaon quotes that realize that Aaron HaKohen could enter at will. And therefore, the Psukim go on without mentioning any reference to Yom Kippur at all. And all of a sudden, at the end of Shlishi, that's what the Torah says. What I'm telling you up until now, the Zos Yavaron al Kodesh, that is something the Doros, the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur itself. And that's the admonition that Aaron HaKohen, you have a right to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim at will, however, recognize Va'al Yavo B'chol Eis El HaKodesh. Realize that this is a special sluice. It has to be seen that way. It should not, Rachman Litzlan, become stale. It shouldn't become mundane. It's true for a Kohen Gadol HaDoros, it's only once a year, but not regarding Aaron HaKohen, and then the beautiful Chiddush of the Gaon. That, of course, the Seder Avodah is exquisitely accurate. It's exquisitely accurate when it comes to Bezos Sevo Aaron HaKodesh. That's exactly what Aaron HaKohen did. But when the Kohen Gadol HaDoros does this on Yom Kippur, you know, you have to balance two things. You have to balance this Parsha. Oh, together with all the Din Yom HaKippur in Parshas Pinchas, for example, the other Karbonos, and Lidoros, the Hotzos Kafamachta, took place at a different time than Aaron HaKohen did do so, Bezos Sevo Aaron HaKodesh. So of course, exactly the Pasuk is where it must be stated. But in terms of the expansion, the mitzvah doros, there are differences when it comes to the detail of the juxtaposition of Otsos Kaf Amachta. And take a look, the very end of the Seder Kaf Masadam quotes us the name of the Gaon. But even that's striking as well. Aaron HaKohen has a Kedusha of Kohen Gadol, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the most hallowed place on this earth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell Aaron HaKohen that Va'al Yavo B'chol Eisel HaKodesh, be careful, be careful. Rucham Shmulevitz writes, the Hergel HaSakam. Realize that, you know what, that sometimes you do something very, very often. You lose a sense of hishkachus. You lose a sense of passion. You know, you begin this man, you hit the ground running with a sense of enthusiasm. Day in and day out, it tends to wane. And somehow you have to make sure that the daily routine of Avodas Hashem does not become stale. And if this is true regarding Aaron HaKohen entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim, imagine as a Kavah Chomer to our typical Avodas Hayom. The Torah describes in Parsha Skukas the unbelievable bracha of the man. You know, you work so hard to make a parnas, all you have to do is go outside. And behold, kolam v'lotu yom av yomo. And yet the Torah tells us, no, in the Midrash Chavaleh, v'nafshenu kotzo b'lechem ha'klokel. The greatest bracha all of a sudden becomes something that you despise when it happens day in and day out and you fail to appreciate the mitzvah sanashim mulamadu. The Chassid Yavetz writes in his Pirush Masech HaSavos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, that it's so important when it comes to Avodas Hashem. He cites the Psuk in Yechezkel, in Perek Memvav, that Yechezkel, he tells us, you know, we're going to experience the Bina Beis HaMikdash, but you know what? Make sure that you don't leave the Beis HaMikdash through the same shahr that you entered. Imagine, we're going to experience a Bayis HaShlishi, and Yechezkel is afraid that we're going to say, you know, I've been there, I've done that. It becomes mundane after the first time that you're there. So therefore, the Navi has to tell us that, you know what, take a different direction. Take a different perspective. That's an important balance in Avodah Session. After all, the cloud God of the Torah is carbon tamid, the daily routine, but the challenge to see to it that the daily routine is something that is passionate, it's something that is inspirational. And if this was a challenge that was told to Aaron HaKohen, and he was the only one in history had this right, imagine when it comes to the daily Avodas Hashem. And this is something especially in the thick of it, in the middle of the Zman, especially when you get almost at the point that, you know, that the Zman comes to an end, and the summer months are upon us, to recognize that you have to take advantage of every moment of each day. The discipline of the Avodas Hashem, of each and every day, at the same time to see to it that it's done with a sense of passion, with a sense of enthusiasm, with a sense of hiskadrus, because recognize that dispassion, uninspired Avodas Hashem, can be the beginning of an absolute calamitous result in terms of our growth in the Torah Hashem. Seize these opportunities. Your davening, your tefillos, your esek b'Torah, see to it that it's something that is absolutely inspirational. Sometimes it means that, you know what, shift the routine a little bit. Let's take time to learn what it is that you're davening about. The more you understand the tefillah, the more you'll sense that sense of absolute hiskachus. But recognize this has to be on your radar. The discipline, the rigor of the daily routine of Maisim B'Chayom, but at the same time to realize that we do so with the greatest level of passion, of enthusiasm, of hiskachus. If this was an admonition to Aaron HaKohen, imagine, Kavachomer, how it is that we have to be mindful of seeing to it that we invest in passionate Avodas Hashem.